1-800-321-101. I got Mick Fleetwood on the line. Hey, Mick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Very well. Appreciate you coming by.
Great.
Congratulations are in order for keeping a band together for 25 years. That must be some kind of record.
It's getting up there. I think there's a few of us around. The Stones are well up there. But 25 years.
There's a strong rumor going around that Fleetwood Mac may reunite for the Clinton inaugural. Have you been asked to be to the inaugural yet?
Well, I can't say that we've officially been asked, but through various channels that are definitely connected to the president-to-be, yes, the band is ready, willing, and fortunately able, in terms of everyone's in the same place at the same time. And yes, I think it's going to come to pass. If that's what you're asking me, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Which is great. And Lindsey Buckingham, as you know, is no longer in Fleetwood Mac, but the invitation has definitely been extended by the rest of the band to him. And I think he's up for doing it as well. So we may very well be there. And I hope we are.
You've had some tremendous successes with the band. Rumors still holds some kind of all-time sales record, but were there points along the way when you felt like Deep Six and the whole thing saying, that's it, I can't stand it, I can't stand you people, get away?
Actually, I can truthfully say there weren't. And amazingly enough, even in the weirdest of times, which I suppose would have to be when we went in to make that album, Rumors, everyone had, Stevie and Lindsey had broken up, and John and Chris, their marriage was on the rocks. And mine... I was spared having to work with my partner. My wife and I split up. But we were in one hell of a mess. So that was... If ever there was a time when we would have pulled our hair out and turned around and said, let's call this thing off, that would have been it. We didn't. And I have to say we owe it to the music pulled us through. For better or for worse, I think it really... Once we got through that, basically... the band is still... officially not broken up, but we're not very active, as you know, so this gig will be the first thing we've done in about 3.5 years.
I remember reading the rivalry between Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks. Now, come on, was that was just played up in the rock press, but was it real? Did they really occasionally get in a cat fight every now and then?
Women are women, but I have to say that Stevie and Chris were really close friends for a great many years. They sort of drifted off into their separate worlds now. But, hey, I couldn't have worked in a band with two women that didn't get on, believe me. So that basically, I have to say, is not true.
In the early 80s, on one of your tours, Stevie would actually had some kind of on-stage changing room where she'd change from costume to costume. But then sometimes in some shows, it seemed that she would sit there. And I remember one show she sang when I saw her just by herself with a couple of women in the... And she didn't really change, just kind of stared into space. Was she hard to deal with or just a perky person?
She was not the monthlies with these women, you know.
Uh-huh.
hey, that's life, and people don't feel good from time to time, just spiritually and so forth. No, they were very... Maybe if a handful of gigs where bad feelings or moods were taken on stage. Stevie's... her whole... life revolves around her music, and she would never ever compromise that in any shape or form. So she had a built-in safety valve anyhow.
We had the book is My 25 Years in Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood, pictures like a coffee table special, eh? We can thumb through that thing and sit there and remember the glory days, and in watching you guys get on in years, so shall we watch ourselves. It's almost a mirror of our own lives. 25 years we've been with you.
Yeah.
Let me put you on hold one second, okay?
All right.
Stand by one. That's Mick Fleetwood. Yeah, I remember going to the bars. They held it through. Anything that came along, Fleetwood Mac was there. Remember that annoying disco time? Yeah, they were still there. They were still rocking. Yeah, I remember I was one of those guys. Walking in my bell-bottom pants. I said, hey, baby, can I buy you a drink, little miss?
No, señor.
Hey. All right. I was going to get you a piña colitis with extra umbrellas, but if you don't want it, hey, that's your heart, lad. So I diddy-bopped a little farther down the end of the bar. And there were a couple of hot tamales down there. Fast fashion models looking sweet, but as I listened to their conversation, I realized that they weren't rocket scientists. So I kind of saddled up to them and I listened to what they were talking about. And one of them said, "I'm really mad at Pierre." The other one said, "Pierre the designer?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, "Remember how I was the big kid at that cocktail party? Wearing that topless, strapless, sideless, bottomless dress he sold me for $1,000? I just figured it out. That was a belt."
It's the Friday Fun Fest with the Grease Man on DC 101.